Dear friends, this morning in the gospel, we hear this beautiful gospel of the 10 lepers, okay? And this gospel actually is also read on Thanksgiving Day. So that might be a beautiful tradition if you haven't done so already, to also celebrate Thanksgiving Day by coming to Holy Mass and participating in Holy Mass. But in this gospel of the 10 lepers, we recognize how a Samaritan could be in the company of the Jews, right? Because in the ancient world, they did not intermix. They were enemies. The thing that they all have in common, the reason that this Samaritan is with these Jews, is that the one thing they have in common is their leprosy, is their disease, is their illness, right? And the law of Moses required that lepers be separated from the rest of society in order to prevent the spread of the disease. It prescribed that lepers should live apart from the rest, and that they should also make it known to warn everyone else, lest they spread the disease, that they were inflicted with it. And so this explains why the 10 lepers, why they don't come up to Jesus. They don't come immediately up to him and beg for his healing, but they shout from afar. They say, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." But before curing them, however, Jesus, what he does is he tells them, he says, "Go show yourself to the priests." So, again, according to the law of Moses, whenever there was a cure, it needed to be certified by one of the Jewish priests. And so that's why Jesus says, "Go show yourself to the priest." But notice that when they leave, they're not yet cured. They're not yet cured. They obey Jesus. They walk off. But it's because they have faith in Jesus that he can cure them. And because they are obedient to him, they receive the healing. They receive the miraculous cure that they are searching for. As they were going, they were cleansed, right? And so what this does, including the Samaritan, and so this recalls the first reading from the book of Kings, when the prophet Elisha, he cleanses a foreign leper by plunging him 7 times into the Jordan River, who then returns to God, praising him and thanking him with great gratitude in his heart. Yet, brothers and sisters, what the gospel and the first reading, what they want to draw our attention to this morning is what happens after this miraculous cure. Because out of the 10, only one returns to Jesus. Only one, the foreigner, the one who is a Samaritan, returns to Jesus to give him thanks. Even Jesus recognizes this. He says, 10 were cleansed, were they not? He says, where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Only the Samaritan returns to praise God and to show Jesus gratitude for the gift that he had received. But friends, I would argue that this man received a much greater gift than the cure of his leprosy. Because this man resolves to live the rest of his life for Jesus and for Jesus alone. You see, he recognizes the greatness of what he had been given. This man has received a deeper relationship with God. And so when he returns in gratitude, I think it's very clear that he receives much more than simply the cure of his illness. What he receives is friendship with Christ, which is a greater gift. Friends, the first reading and the gospel this morning, they want to draw us to the importance of thanksgiving, right? Of being grateful to God, thanking him for his many blessings. And I know that that's something that we all believe. We all believe that everything that we have been given, yes, is a gift from God. And yes, we are thankful. But it's kind of like, you know, when, you know, spouses, married couples, you know, they, we can say, well, I know my spouse loves me, right? But we should say it as well. And it's that with our relationship with God as well. We know that we're thankful, but I think it's important to ask, do I thank God? Do I thank him vocally? Do I thank him in my prayer life? Do I make concrete acts of thanksgiving? This is something that we should do in our spiritual life, that we can make small acts of thanksgiving throughout our day. This is essential to our relationship with our Lord. This is essential in our spiritual life, right? Thanking God for the good things, for this or that, thanking God for answering my prayers, for blessing me with particular things, thanking him for helping me and getting through a time of struggle or getting through a time of temptation. But friends, I challenge you, however, to also not forget to thank God when you do not receive what you think you need, or when you are despised or mistreated by someone else, or passed over, or when I'm, you know, struggling with a particular thing or undergoing a time of trial or a time of suffering. Even in those times, Jesus, thank you for loving me in this way. Because even in those times, God, remember who God is, right? God is still that loving Father. He's still our loving Father who knows what is best for us. And so sometimes he does allow us to undergo suffering. He allows us to undergo trial. Why? So that we can be like the man in the gospel and learn to rely more on him, to trust in him alone, to trust in him more, and not on my own abilities, not on my own accomplishments. Friends, the greatest gift that we could ever receive, the greatest gift that we show gratitude and thanksgiving for, is the gift of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. When we receive him in just a few moments, body, blood, soul, and divinity, this is the greatest gift that we would ever receive. This is why just after receiving Holy Communion and in those times, those moments after Mass, they are so important for us. Because this time is the most privileged time to make a prayer of thanksgiving. If you think about it, right, this is the one chance that we have when God, for those about 10 or 15 minutes after receiving our Lord in Holy Communion, when he sacramentally dwells in us. What an opportunity to pray to him. What an opportunity to thank him as he has made me his sanctuary, making me his dwelling place in my body and in my soul. Friends, today as we prepare ourselves to receive Jesus in Holy Communion today, let us be encouraged by that one leper, by the foreigner, by the Samaritan, the one out of 10 who returns to the Lord to give him thanks. And let us recognize that like him, we have received so much more, that when we receive his, just as when he received that healing, he received a friendship with the Lord, a relationship with him. So when he forgives our sins in the sacrament of confession, when we receive the greatest gift, when we receive him body, blood, soul, and divinity of in Holy Communion, we also receive that great gift of friendship. Let us thank him for that. Let us be encouraged to receive that same gift and to return to the Lord in gratitude, especially for receiving the greatest of all gifts, that is the gift of Jesus himself. May it be so. Amen.